In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Just like I got. I mean, at the end of the game, I was pretty choked up inside, and I didn't shed a tear. And I wouldn't let that happen. But how hard they fought and how much they believed, how much courage they showed, you know. And you know what? We're just 4-5. But I also think you create your opportunities. You create your opportunity by being in the right spots. We could have had a couple more if the ball carried a foot further or something like that. But we had 11 quarterback hits. So a lot of talk about the lack of pressure, but we had 11 quarterback hits and 4 batted balls.
I want to say we've taken a step. But like I said, there's been so many plays we just left out there. But I will say it's more plays of 11 guys doing their job as opposed to sometimes when it's 10 guys. And so that's been the biggest key. It's just doing your job, and a lot of times the plays will come right to you. Ah, man, it's great. I think obviously stacking wins builds momentum, which obviously we didn't have towards the start of the season. So kind of getting some of that right now it's been great.
It's Marlon Humphrey, Ravens TV, talking about this winning streak, which all of a sudden has the Ravens within one game of first place in the AFC North. We know how it was, man. They were 1-5. They were dreadful. Houston came in here and dropped 44 on them. Then the Rams left all sorts of plays on the field and still won the game 17-3. But since then, Ravens got a win with Tyler Huntley, beat the Bears, no less. Then Lamar Jackson came back, and he wins Player of the Week against the Dolphins. And then yesterday, a workmanlike performance against Minnesota on the road, handling crowd noise and everything that goes along with it. The Vikings were the ones with 8 false start penalties. Maybe in playing the Ravens could have had some covert activity going on when it was all said and done. But the defense now, 4 straight games, they've allowed less than 20 points. Now, are they back? Whatever that means, they're certainly more acceptable and representative than they were in the first few weeks of the season when they were the worst defense in the NFL in a lot of categories. But here we sit, all of a sudden, Zach Orr, the tone of the phone calls aren't fire Zach Orr. Mm-hmm. He's in over his head. Should have kept Mike McDonald. Why don't they elevate Chuck Pagano? All of a sudden, defense has kind of stabilized a little bit. Eric DaCosta's made a couple of moves, which has improved them personnel-wise. They've gotten healthy in other areas. Kyle Hamilton, because of the Gilman trade, he's not playing close to the line of scrimmage, and we see his impact, batting balls, making tackles in the backfield. It's better. Now, is it great? No. But compared to where they were, say, in week 4, they're light years ahead of where they were. And we'll get to the offense and everything they did yesterday wearing down the Vikings in the second half. But forcing turnovers, and kind of win that line of scrimmage. Not often.
Yeah.
But in key situations, this Ravens defense has now become something that's not an embarrassment. Remember, Marlon Humphrey, before the season even started, said nobody fears us anymore. And he was right early in the year. And I still don't think, teams are quaking in their boots going up against Baltimore defensively. But the Ravens now, you don't expect the opposing quarterback, Dylan Gabriel, for instance, coming up Sunday in Cleveland, to throw for 4 touchdown passes. Or for Judkins to rush for a 150. Now the defense looks like they can kind of handle their side of things and making it easier for the offense.
The only thing, Bob, is I wish they didn't give up the rushing yards. All right, they gave up 120, but in actuality, McCarthy had 50 of them. So they gave up 60 yards rushing. But, I mean, Jones only had 9 for 47. So he averaged 4 points. He hit him with some creases. I just wish they were more dominant in the run stuff, but otherwise I thought they did a nice job. They got hosed. Awuzier, that should have never been, a PI down the field. I thought that was a bad call. And then I thought, I don't know what they wanted from Roquan. To me, that was a pick. And then the game's over. Well,
the tip of the ball may have grazed the turf.
Right, he had his arm underneath. Even Pereira said, or whatever, that's a kind of a tough.
That was lame.
Yeah, because then the game's over right there. So, Bob, they made plays. And I thought, who played great? Special teams. I mean, their coverage units, the kickoff coverage and the punt coverage, outstanding. I mean, those guys, that the gunners on the outside, I mean, they beat their guys all the time. They were hauling ass and making tackles down there. I thought they played fast. And then, on the kickoff, 2 fumbles they caused, and that was a big play in the game, getting a fumble back. So they did exceptionally well. The only bad thing about special teams, Looper missed a 56-yarder. Hey, it is, to me it's 50-50 when you're kicking them that far. And it was just wide left, had plenty of distance. So overall, that was a very good performance by them. And defensively, Bob, I thought Jones added something, because they put him over the tackle when they had their rushers in there. I thought that was good. I thought Roquan played fast.
He was all over the field.
Yeah, I thought he played fast.
Presence felt, for sure.
No doubt. And I thought Teddy Buchanan played well, too. And Travis Jones, the last 3 weeks, he's been playing like a beast. I think he's been playing really well. And, the batted balls, hey, Akoya, Bob, I'll tell you what, Akoya, 91, he's doing, now he can find a ball and he can get off blocks some. So he's doing a very nice job in there, too. So, I was impressed with that. Overall, defensively, thought they played well. I mean, Bob, we are kind of lucky that McCarthy, he had some wide open dudes, man.
No doubt.
And he airmailed them. Like Jefferson had 4 catches on 12 targets, and a couple of those were wide open ones.
And Addison wasn't even a factor until later in the game.
No doubt. So, overall, good performance. I mean, Bob, and you said it earlier in the show, I mean, if they score in the red zone, Bob, I mean, it's a blowout early on. The Ravens score 40-something.
Yeah, but they didn't, but they win the game. That's all that matters. They won 3 in a row. They moved to within the game of first place in the AFC North because Steelers lose last night, which we'll get to. You want to join us, you can at Portet 583-1057. Wide open AFC North. Quite frankly, wide open AFC.
Yeah.
Buffalo getting their pants pulled down. M. Heine spanked at Miami. But New England goes to Tampa. Handles their business. Henderson, the rookie running back, running all over the Bucs. Ravens will see New England, by the way, here in a few weeks. Ravens go to Cleveland. Yeah, Jacksonville gack away a lead against Houston and their backup quarterback, Davis Mills. The Colts beat Atlanta in the game of the day over in Berlin. That happened early in the morning. So the AFC up for grabs. Chargers won 3 in a row, so we look at them for sure. But if the Ravens continue to stack, defense continues to win turnover battles. They're still not getting to the quarterback at an alarming rate.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination. But you know, maybe, just maybe, we're seeing them start to get it together a little bit here.
Yeah, I think they're playing more confidently, you know. I think that's big. But they got to create pressure. I mean, when they just rush four, more than likely they're not getting there. You know, I mean, but when they're bringing people and stuff, yeah, they're pretty fake. I mean, I still can't believe how they missed McCarthy on that blitz. You know, I don't know what Marlon, you know, he ducked under them. So that was a good call. I thought Zach made some real nice calls defensively, you know, on the pressure stuff. So, yeah, I thought that was a good job. And like you said, Bob, it's a tough environment to go into and win. And you get down 7-0 and you fight it back and you win a game. So, you know,
fight another day.
Yep.
And when the Minnesota Vikings scored on the first drive and we get Nolan here as the show goes on, I'm thinking, man, here we go.
Yeah.
It's going to be 45-32 or some crazy nonsense. And that's kind of all she wrote for Minnesota offensively until they scored late in the game.
Yeah. But I mean, Bob, I mean, first play of the game, Zay bounces off his chest. You know, I mean, there was a lot of bouncing off.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
Andrews, likely.
Lamar at the half. Amen. Lamar should have been like 14 out of 15 or whatever, you know.
But the Ravens win. That's all that matters, right?
Yep.
When you start 1-5, you're now 4-5 with a chance to get to 500. 9.5-point favorites at Cleveland. You're taking a heartbeat. Maryland football, I didn't want to take that. Lose the Rutgers on Saturday. Scarlet Knights running all over the Terps. Malik Washington, where the hell's him running the football been all season long? Yep. Pep Hamilton, I mean, he hadn't run the ball at all. Maryland scores on what, their first play of the game, and then they couldn't stop the Scarlet Knights. Quarterback throws four touchdown passes. Running back rushes for 240 yards. So Maryland's now dropped four or five consecutive games. They're at Illinois Saturday. They're 14.5-point underdogs there. Then Michigan comes in, and that's going to be kind of a dreadful experience perhaps. So the Terps, after the 4-0 start, bowl eligibility is very much in doubt at this stage.
They got one game, Bob, left where they got a shot to win it. Michigan State at home, you know, because Michigan State's kind of like Maryland.
So is Rutgers. I mean, Rutgers could have been puffy pants by Illinois.
Rutgers look good.
Yeah, Maryland's not a team, let's be honest, that whoever they play, you're going to go, oh, they should win this game.
Yeah.
Because I thought UCLA was that game.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I thought Rutgers this past Saturday was going to be that game. I'm not putting any absolutes against Michigan State. Not to harp on it too much because they have all week to get into it. They were 4-0. They were up 20-0 against Washington at home late in the third quarter. Lost that game, and they haven't regrouped since.
Nope.
And I saw Ziana Ely put on InstaFace.
I saw that.
Auburn, South Carolina, Maryland jersey. Who knows if he's trolling? I don't really know, but it is what it is. Buzz Williams, Maryland basketball coach, joining us 11 o'clock. Terps fell behind 11-0. to Georgetown, and they lose by 10. So the game was pretty much decided in the first few minutes of the game. Maryland had one basket in the first 10 minutes of that one, but we're not putting any app. If you put an absolute on Maryland basketball, don't even watch them anymore because you don't know what you're watching. They're two games into the Buzz Williams era. They got Rice back finally, who's a projected starter. They're still waiting on Solomon Washington. So if you're going to go, well, Maryland sucks, they just don't even watch them anymore. Just defer to the experts. You just sit back and read it in the newspaper. We'll talk about it when we get Bud Williams on here at 11 o'clock. Maryland's got Alcorn tomorrow and then Marquette Saturday. Marquette just lost by 23 to Indiana yesterday. So we'll defer to the expert, and that's Buzz Williams. But right now, shooting the basketball seems to be a problem for the Turtles. And by the way, Georgetown looks like they're pretty good this season. Remember, they blew out Kentucky in that secret scrimmage a few weeks ago. So let's give the Hoyas a little bit of credit so we can get into that. Tony Manzolino's got a new job, former Orioles interim skipper, third base coach for the Atlanta Braves. So we got a lot to get to, and we will. It's Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw. It's a Monday. It's a victory Monday. Ravens have won three in a row. Everything is right with the world, correct?
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.